Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Favor that never fades. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. What a year if you were a Cub fan, or even a new Cub fan, in 2016. 107 years is a crazy long time to wait and hope for the outcome they experienced, World Series champs. Cub fans everywhere celebrated in the streets, in local establishments, in their homes. But when you read the opening words of this paragraph, did you feel that same excitement, or even close to that day of that final game? Likely not even close. Time has faded the enthusiasm of the day. Our verses today include a reference to the year of the Lord's favor. What is the year of the Lord's favor? It comes from an Old Testament law where, during the year of Jubilee, all debts were forgiven. Property was returned to the original owner, and anyone enslaved because of debts were released. Did you notice the next phrase? The day of vengeance of our God? We have a God of both law and gospel. He expects perfection, which is impossible for us. He freely gives us his grace, his undeserved love, his mercy. Some will say that God's favor is all about success, winning an award or World Series, or getting that scholarship, doing kind things for others, always trying to do our best. The Lord's favor is not about success in our earthly endeavors or our attempts at doing our best. Isaiah's prophecy is all about God looking on the unsuccessful with his favor. The poor, the brokenhearted, the prisoners, and those who mourn are in a position to recognize their need for God to accomplish what they and we could not. Because he looked on humanity favorably, the Heavenly Father sent his Son to defeat sin, death, and the devil for us. Despair is replaced by praise, ashes by a heavenly crown, mourning by gladness. While earthly success, even for Cub fans, does not last, God's favor does. World Series winners eventually lose again. But God's favor, God's gift of love, grace, and forgiveness are ours each day and for eternity. It is a gift that will never fade. We are in a unique position to be instruments of showing God's favor, not only on each of the children and families we serve, but to all with whom we come in contact, as God's favor is for all. We pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, use me to proclaim and reflect your gospel message of grace and favor to all around me with joy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.